It's quarter number two on the Keystone Kickoff Show, brought to you by the Keystone Sports Network. Get the best Penn State sports news and analysis at KeystoneSportsNetwork.com or download the Keystone Sports app from your smartphone.
Welcome back into the Labatt Blue Studio. Remember, bleed blue and white, drink blue and light. It's quarter number two of the Keystone Kickoff Show. That means it's time for Tucker's Tape, and we welcome in Ross Tucker. How you doing this week, Ross?
You know what, Jim? Hanging in there. Doing pretty well. I appreciate you asking every week. And, yep, as I always tell you, I'm fortunate that all of the podcast stuff and everything I do is from my house already. I have a detached garage, which I turned into a studio. So very fortunate. Just different is having the kids around, but doing well. And thankfully, we got the NFL draft coming up here on the 23rd. And Penn State racking up the commits recently. So they gave us something new to evaluate, something new to talk about this week, which I know that there were people that were excited and ready to see the grades for the 2020 class. And you and I made the executive decision that we're going to push that back a week. When you have four guys commit in a 24-hour period, you know, we just felt like everybody would be excited to hear about the new 2021 commits that Penn State just got, and that we could postpone the reveal of the actual 2020 grades and ranking a week, because people are going to want to know what Jalen Reed and Zaki Wheatley and the King twins are all about.
Exactly, Ross. A great call. Actually, you could say we called an audible. How's that for football talk? Huh?
Nice. Huh? Well, listen, and people will still be excited for next week to hear the 2020 rankings and grades. But, you know, these kids just committed, and while it's fresh in everybody's mind, wanted to do the eval and be able to talk about it here.
All right, let's get right to it then. Let's start with Jalen Reed, 6'1", 190, four-star safety out of Detroit. Go ahead, Ross.
So my first sentence for his eval is not even a sentence. It's a word. I just have down baller. This guy is just a baller. He is very instinctive in everything he does. Like when he's on the field, he is the alpha dog, right? He's the big dog, the alpha male, whatever you want to call it. Very instinctive with anything. The underneath passing game, as a blitzer, the run game. It almost looks like he knows what's going to happen before the play starts. Very physical in run support. Outstanding blitzer, really nice in underneath coverage. He is a natural playmaker. You know, there have been other guys, Jim, where you see the measurables, but you're just thinking, well, I'd like to see him make more difference-making plays. I'd like to see him do more. That's not the case with Jalen Reed. I mean, he's causing fumbles. He's lighting guys up. He's getting interceptions. I mean, he is a natural playmaker who has terrific closing speed. You know, when he sees who has the ball, some guys just have that extra gear that they're able to accelerate through the ball carrier. That's Jalen Reed. So my questions with him are, he plays like linebacker for his high school. I mean, he's up by the line of scrimmage all the time. So there's no real footage of him being a deep middle of the field safety, right? What Garrett Taylor played a lot the last couple of years, the guy that's sort of the last line of defense, center fielder, if you will, you know, having to try to make plays on the ball. So I guess I just wonder what his back end range really is. Is he able to go sideline to sideline on those deep routes? Does he have that kind of range? And if he doesn't, what position is he really? You know, is he a box safety only? Can he grow into being an outside linebacker maybe? I think what Penn State thinks, and I don't know this, but you get a guy like that, and maybe he's a safety, maybe he's a linebacker, but either way, he looks like a guy that should be an absolute demon and a real asset on special teams. I gave him a 7.8. He's a nice player.
All right. Here is one quote I did see from him where he said, they, meaning Penn State, see me as a boundary safety, but the boundary safety does it all. He said they also compared him to Lamont Wade.
Yeah, I think the Lamont Wade comparison is a good one. And the boundary safety does not have to cover as much ground and is more involved with the run game.
So that would seem to make sense for him. Okay, we've got four of these guys, and we want to make sure we hit them all, Ross. So let's go to Zaki Wheatley, listed at 6'2", 180, four-star out of Maryland. That makes him the outlier in this group, being from Maryland, and they list him as an athlete.
So he's a stud. I mean, he's the best of these four in my mind. Awesome frame. You know, I think, what'd you say, 6'2", 6'3"?
Yeah, 6'2".
Yeah, awesome frame, length, and growth potential. You know, when I look at him, I think, is he a receiver? Is he a corner? Is he a safety? Could he even grow into being a linebacker, given that he's already 6'2"? You know, he runs and is surprisingly agile for his size, right? So the concern you have with someone his size is, can they get out of their breaks well enough as a corner or a safety? Meaning, when they're backpedaling and they see what the receiver does, can they get out of that backpedal quickly and get in and make a play on the football? Or as a receiver, is he just a jump ball contested catch guy, or does he have more to him? And I would say, on both sides of the ball, he is more agile than you normally see for kids his size. Like, I wouldn't be shocked if they started him at corner and tried to see if he can do it there, almost like a Joey Porter Jr. He has excellent instincts on both sides of the ball. You know, whether he's in coverage, he's physical on both sides of the ball. I mean, he'll block as a receiver. He'll run through tackles as a receiver. On defense, he'll come up and hit you. Very versatile. The only question with him is, what position does he end up playing? They'll figure that out. I gave him an 8.2. He's got a very impressive junior year video.
Very nice. I'll tell you, I watched his tape also, and I wrote down one word, physical. I do also have a quote from him, and this was his quote. He said, they want to use me on defense, either cornerback or safety, because of my length, and see how I play on defense. And he also said his favorite position is playing safety. So that might
Wow, that's interesting. You don't hear that very often. Guys that play receiver in high school usually say it's receiver.
I just get the sense he likes hitting people and figures he could do more of that at safety.
There you go.
All right, let's move on to the King brothers. First of all, it just fascinates me that these guys are twins and they weigh 53 pounds different. So, but let's start with the cornerback, and that's Kalen King. He's listed at 5'11", 170, and he is a four-star cornerback out of Detroit, Ross.
Yeah, he's really good. He is a smooth, natural athlete who just moves effortlessly. You know, there are some guys, Jim, when you watch them, it just looks like it's easy for them. You know, it's just, and that's King really on both sides of the ball. Whether it's corner or receiver, he's just kind of a natural. He has a superb burst on both sides of the ball. So he gets the ball on a screen pass, you know, or a slant, boom, he's got that burst. At corner, you know, he sees it's a slant. He transitions well out of his back pedal, explodes into the route, and is able to make the play on the football. You know, he also high points the ball very well, meaning when he's a receiver or a corner, ball's in the air, he knows how to time that and go up and get it. He is physical with good press technique. You know, that press coverage technique. He's got that, got a pretty good knack for it already. My questions with him are size. You know, I think he's like 5'10", a buck 70. So he is not what you're looking for ideally at that position from a corner. You know, most people are looking for 6 foot, 6'1" would be ideal. You know, 5'11" at the worst. So 5'10" is shorter than you're looking for. And I don't know what his long speed is. He's quick and he's got a nice burst, but he didn't really like pull away from people after that. So I don't know what his long speed is. Overall, though, he's a really good prospect. He's an 8.0.
What did you think of him on special teams? I know in his film there was a lot of him returning kicks and punts.
Always love that. Added value. And, you know, if you're getting a scholarship to Penn State should want the guys that are good enough to be the ones returning kicks for touchdowns for their high school team.
Plus, he could play on the other side of special teams because it looked like he also liked to hit people. All right, let's go on to our final one, which is Kalen's twin brother, Kobe King. Listed at 6 foot, half inch, 223 pounds, three-star. Out of Detroit, he's listed as an inside linebacker, Ross.
So he is a very physical hitter. Like every tackle on his film, he brought the wood, as they say. He unfortunately, though, has what I would consider an average burst. I felt like he was slow to key and diagnose things. I don't know if that's how he's being taught or if he just doesn't have those natural instincts, but it took him a while to kind of see what was going on. He's much better when it looks like they just sent him on a blitz. Like when he's just running downhill, when they just say go, he's much better than when he's trying to read what's happening. You know, they have pictures on the front end of his video and he's got a really rocked up frame. I mean, 6 foot, 223, and it is all muscle. Looks awesome, but I don't know how much growth potential there is there. Feels like he's almost maxed out. You know, I think he's a guy that, quite frankly, Penn State probably took because he's good enough to take if it means they get his brother. And I don't know that, but, you know, let's put it this way. If there was no Kalen King, I don't know if Penn State would have offered a scholarship to Kobe King. But Kobe's good enough that they're happy to get them both as a package deal would be my guess. Just judging Kobe's video versus like the linebackers we did in last year's class.
Got it. All right. And what was your rating for ranking for him?
6.9.
All right. That'll be it for quarter number two from the Labatt Blue Studio. Stay tuned. Next quarter, it's Ask Ross.
The sports world has been put on hold, including the blue-white spring game. This is as disappointing at GoPSURV.com as it is to all of you. If you made GoPSURV reservations for the spring game, contact Mark at 800-519-8467. And for those who've entered the free RV raffle through the KSN app, GoPSURV has announced that they will offer an RV for their first regular season game. If you've already entered, your entry will go towards that raffle. We look forward to seeing you in the fall.
So, what's so different about new Labatt Blue Citra? Could be the bright hop aroma. Or the crisp, clean finish. That all come together for a new kind of refreshing. Brewed with Citra and Mosaic hops, all new Labatt Blue Citra delivers ultimate drinkability and a new way to get up and get out. Beer. Labatt USA, Buffalo, New York. Always enjoy responsibly.
Everyone knows AAA gives you peace of mind when you're out on the road. But did you know you get other perks as well? Besides providing reliable roadside service for over 100 years, AAA also provides great discounts on entertainment, prescriptions, rental cars, hotels, insurance, and so much more. Take advantage of everything AAA has to offer. Purchase, renew, or upgrade your membership today at AAA.com.